Why do we use phrases like top tier or underclass when we're considering our peers? Some people think it's because we have language and therefore we use verbal metaphors as a convenient way to map priorities or social positions. But then what would happen if you asked a chimpanzee, which of course can't talk? Ikuma Adachi.
What we try to find is the evolutional origin of the language, and especially when we use a word high, low, those words can be everything, right? The price is high and low, and space, of course, is high, low. So why this happen? We tackle this phenomenon in non-human animals, because this phenomenon is often argued in a context of the language evolution. Because we evolved this language system, we have this systematic mapping.
So this would be like a sort of social pecking order. There's another metaphor, isn't it? Where you've got people who are regarded as the top of the tree and the person who's at the bottom of the tree, or premium price versus bargain basement.
Yep.
And you're saying that we have those metaphors only because we have words for them.
That's what a lot of people actually believe. And what we raise a question here is it really so? This might reflect more simple another mechanism to reduce information processing. So in that case, other species should also have this kind of a connection. So that's what we try to reveal first.
So your argument would be then that actually having that concept of high and low, social pecking order or whatever, comes first. There's some kind of neurological correlate for that. And we humans have just adopted some words to put that into words. Whereas other animals, simpler animals that may not have language, nonetheless would have that kind of construct still of a concept of things being higher or lower than others.
Right, exactly.
So how on earth can you probe that?
So what I did is quite simple approach, asking if non-human primate chimpanzee also have this kind of mapping or not. So we tested six chimpanzees, and what we did is showing one picture first of the certain individual who's familiar to the subject, and then it's gone. And then two pictures come up to the screen, and then they have to choose who is the same individual. Arrangement of these choices actually vertically organized, which means sometimes high-rank individual located in a high place, but sometimes low-rank individual located in a high place. And we don't ask actually the rank of the individual, but whenever they are looking for high rank or low rank individual, which position fit to their representation? If it's matched to their feeling, then that should be easier. But if it's not fitting, then it would be a little bit more difficult than the fitting situation.
So do you see a delay coming in then? When you put the order the wrong way around, the lower ranking individual is higher up the screen. Do they take longer to choose that one as the one
they saw
previously? Whereas if you get someone, an individual from their group who they recognize as being top of the tree, and you put them at the top, they get it straight away.
Right. That's exactly the case.
Why do you think they do that? What's the reason for this?
What I think is it's more efficient for the living creature to understand the information in analogy of the space, for example. So using some similar features to connect the multidimensional information. This is reduce the cost for them to process. For example, when we think about number line, just place number from 1 to 9 in your space, then most of the people do small number go to the left, big number go to the right. And this is also kind of analogy between the order and the space.
So do you think this is then unique to animals that are social, animals that need to be able to gauge where they are in the group in terms of their seniority, their likelihood of being attacked, or their likelihood of being able to steal someone else's food? If I look at other animals like dogs and wolves that are pack animals, would I see a similar behavior? And similarly, if I were to examine animals that usually they've evolved to live on their own, I wouldn't see this behavior.
This is a really good point. And the reason why they have this kind of a connection between two different information is probably from more basic requirement for them to reduce the cost for the processing. This could be more universal, not maybe only in the primate lineage, but also other species as well. But which type of the information can be actually treated like this? Because for the social animals, social rank is very much important for them, right? So that could be reason why they treat this rank in analogy to the space. But for other species who may not care about this rank, in that case, maybe not the case.
So we're not so special after all. Ikumura Adachi there from Kyoto University.